This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Welcome back, baby. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm Danny D. It's going to be another banger. I can feel that in the spirit. Anyone else?
Feeling it. Totally spirit feeling it.
We say that because we don't really know what we're
talking
about
right now, Dan, because we've been talking about your hair. Dan's growing out his hair, and we've been discussing his hair. But right now, because he went to wet it, because I'm like, the part down the middle is not working for you. But he went to wet it. But now he either looks like he's just come out of a Baywatch movie, like he's come out of the ocean surf.
Yes.
Or he's come out of jail and it's the sweat that's made it wet. You know, like, because you don't get to wash it in the incel.
I'm like,
know?
A drippy, juicy
It's 70s. Either or. It could go from, like, meth head inmate or Baywatch ocean diver.
Yeah. There's never been a man so analyzed of hair and cloth as Dan.
Well, he came in and he was wearing a floral shirt, but his hair was flowers.
Oh,
because his hair was doing the coils of the flower.
It's coil on coil.
So I couldn't take him seriously.
But he really
when he said,
took our opinion to heart, because we were saying the hair is not as quite as good as a month ago. So he went into the bathroom and wet his hair down. He wanted it to be approved by Serena and I.
I need your approval. No, it's like big sister approval. Like I come in and check and it means something to me. Because I respect your taste. Right. So if you
our men are so trendy, right?
No, those guys are
like,
rough.
Like literally, they're so rough.
No, you know what?
I love rough though.
I figured out you like your like yuck yums.
Yes.
In more ways than one.
That's
yeah,
so
I like them over.
Yeah, I thought about this for a full week.
Oh, that's so good.
I thought about it because I've worked with Sam.
Oh yeah, man. I like
the ultimate yuck yum man.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's truth. Oh my goodness, that's such true. Serene, you kind of had something for today. Explain
the sort
of meat that it is.
Are you pretending we don't have fire to spit?
Literally, I was getting a little bit perturbed when I was walking up those stairs because this morning was just boom, 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 boom. And I didn't get a chance to even reflect introspectively on anything.
Do you need me to take it over from here?
No, because I did say to Pearl the other day, when your hair is trimmed a little, we shall trust you in that.
Yeah,
but right now you're doing the Kramer as Leslie.
That's
Fox
true.
Said.
I'm not inspiring confidence.
Yes, I don't think that was the show. The show was Friends, right?
No, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Same.
You want
same
something
era.
Solid, yeah. And I'm giving.
And
you...
I don't think Seinfeld. Kramer wasn't the one that gave all of the wisdom. And,
no.
And, yeah,
no,
he was great
relief.
Comic relief. Yes. And okay, actually, Danny slid in here and doing the Kramer, and he was so good at Kramer. You guys missed that.
Yeah, I
think that's what you should do for your next audition. Just say, I just want to give you a Kramer and then you'll just get your job.
Just to show them what I got.
Just, yeah, I just feel like they'll see the talent right
there.
But
enough about Danny.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I could go at least 30
more
minutes.
Well, I actually have a little tiny something that I wanted to like, I wanted to bring it into something sounding intelligent. And the way I have to bring it forth is not going to sound intelligent. But I feel like I
have. Are you trying to keep people listening or not?
No, I'm just trying to tell you that. Okay, so the other day, well, I don't know when it came out. Has it come out yet about it's not the rose, it's your nose?
I'm sure it has, yeah.
Okay. Well, Pearl came over to my house the other day and she was like, oh, these are your roses. Which one is the rose that you smell? And I bent down and I gave it a sniff and I could smell it. And she sniffed it and she's like, oh, that's kind of weak. And I'm like, yeah, but it's usually stronger. And I started to think about it as we walked inside. I started to think about it and I didn't tell her till about a week ago. I'm like, Pearl, I think it's because on the days that it smells so amazing, it's when the sun is really beating down on it and it kind of gives, it just releases its oils a little bit, releases its fragrance or Pearl, another time it really smells amazing is when it's been raining and the dew collects inside of its little, beautiful
petals.
Thank you for that. And it just kind of like distills its own perfume. So it's like the rain and the sun is when it smells its best, Pearl. Because she smelled it that day. So it wasn't that we had anything wrong with, you know, our nose. It was just the fact that it was just not really as strong as it could be. And it got me thinking that there was a part two that it's not the rose, it's your nose. And the part two is called... And I'm just winging. I don't know what I'm about to say out of my mouth, but it's not the rose. It's your woes.
Oh.
You're handling your woes wrong.
Ooh.
Because I started thinking, we're all going to go through stuff in life. Oh, yes, we are. We're all going to go stuff, but stuff is an exciting switch road. You can just go right or you can go left, and it's an exciting place that you can make your woes have incredible fragrance in your life and bring forth such rich, like aroma to your life of joy and strength and all of that. Or, you know, you could go down the path of wizened up petals or whatever. But when the flower was just sitting there and it was just a nice kind of bleak day, nothing really was happening. No wind was blowing, no rain, and no kind of intense sun. It really didn't have much aroma, right? So we do need adversity to be a catalyst, right?
Yeah.
We do need it. And so I was thinking about that scripture in the Bible in Song of Solomon. It says, blow north wind, blow upon my garden so that the spices may come out. And I did a little study about that.
It's a very mature portion of the Bible.
And the study, it was Song of Solomon 4:16. Oh, that was my favorite book, Come Teenager. Mm. Yes, yeah, yes, you could find me in the corner reading Song of Solomon.
Christian rebellion got out the what? The Bible.
Awake north wind. Blow on my garden that its fragrance may spread everywhere. Let my beloved come in. Oh, let's not go on to that part.
I mean, I'm telling
you. Let's not talk about where the beloved's coming into the garden. But let's just say
why not?
That there is a north wind. And a north wind speaks of adversity. And then it talks about that the fragrance of the spices may come out. And I'm looking back on my life. And I'm saying when there has been tough times, sure, I've actually allowed tough times to just really derail me before because I'm human. But I'm telling you that tough times have also been the catalyst for my most incredible breakthroughs, my most joyous experiences, mountaintop experiences, breakthroughs. And I want to say that those roses, Pearl, they smell better when the sun has been beating down or the rain has been like driving on into their petals and like, you know.
Yes.
I agree with you, but I think you've misinterpreted the north wind.
And tell what me. Do you think the north wind is?
I mean, it's a sex talk.
Oh, yeah. We're not there's going different there today, layers, though. There's different Kramer. Layers of the Bible.
I'm not.
So the Song of Solomon is sexual too, but it's also a picture of Christ in the church. It's also a picture of the intimacy with the Father.
Yeah. It's a picture of everything. So
if you just want to see sexual, then you're just layer
That's
A, Dan,
all I see.
Man. Dan the man.
That is all I see when I read that book.
Yes, but I tell you what, though, there is this incredible understanding and this truth brought out about the fact that the north wind, the winds of adversity, bring the spices.
And you wanted to bring it around to the whole trim healthy thing, didn't you?
Yeah, but we're not there.
Okay,
yet, girl,
because I
Pearl,
feel
slow
like
down.
I wanted to bring something then about
yes,
flowers.
Yes, but not yet.
Can I bring my Kramer? Flowers?
Yes, bring your flowers, but don't go to Trim Healthy quite yet because first
she never lets us go to the point that this is called the Trim Healthy podcast.
Hey, you ain't trim and healthy end. Until your mind is right, until your soul is right, until your spirit is right.
Well.
Because all that other that food stuff, that's like that's the icing on the cake.
Talk about the icing.
I'm telling you what, I would rather eat McDonald's.
I know. You've said that and you always say McDonald's.
And think happy food.
Yeah.
Then fear all day eating organic salad and double fermented kefir.
That'll give you gas. Fear.
Totally. I did want to say along with that, you know, I was walking outside of my mom and dad out, you know, Hilltop Church on Sunday and parked my car down the hill because a lot of folk been coming these days.
So you're back at the Hilltop.
I've been back at the Hilltop for yonks.
She's back in the will.
Mercy. Back in the will. Yeah, Mama, you're getting all
I've been there for years. I used to go sporadically, but now I'm pretty much there every Sunday. Mom and Dad are getting older,
she
you know. I'm
chilly, dude.
Are you the
My
new
grandchildren comes? Are there, so
are you gonna take over?
She's Martha. She's the one that like heats up all the casseroles.
Hey, does everyone get to shout?
It's got a little bit more of
there's still some talking.
You need me back?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, but there is a little bit more good guidance so that so that you don't get like some person come and like,
hey,
talk
you
about
know people are listening now that
hours.
Don't go to the church. They want to hear what I'm about to say.
Is Vange there?
Yes.
Every week.
And she's
in the will.
And she doesn't spout.
She does.
Okay.
We all spout.
I'm
going to
come tag
just,
team it with Vange. Yeah.
So anyway, I was walking down and this tree, oh my goodness. one of Nana's trees, my mum's trees, had the most beautiful purple flowering flowers. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's gorgeous. I was trying to figure out what they were. Then I realized only half the tree had flowers on it. And I'm like, why? What's it? It was split down the middle. The other half of the tree was still green, but it had absolutely none of these gorgeous flowers. And then I realized, oh my goodness. Okay, that tree, there's another tree that was completely shading that half of the tree. So it never got the stark sun. It never got the elements. It was completely coddled.
It got the light. It got the air. It got
But it didn't produce. It didn't produce this amazingness. And so when Serene was talking about this rose the other day, you know, these hard things in the life, that the elements that, you know, the things that can knock us about sideways and that we don't like. Because I don't know about you, but I'm always seeking the state of ease.
Of course.
Where it's just not too hard and things are going perfectly. You know, I just love it when things are going so nicely in our business or relationships in our family, and it's all
I want.
Good.
It's all I want.
But we seek it, but it's just not good for our growth.
Yeah.
And then I realized when Serene was talking about that rose, I said, those flowers on that tree were exposed to the elements, and that only that side of the tree was producing something that was full of perfume.
Oh, this is for me.
Just think about, I'm just thinking about my marriage, and you can think about yours too, Pearl, if you want. Danny, you can play along if you want
Thank
to.
You. Thank you.
But I'm just thinking, and I'm thinking to myself, understandings of the depth of who my husband is,
his yuck-yumness.
Yuck-yum.
Yeah, but also like experiences that have brought us together in ways that you can't even describe, just like strength building times in our marriage have been times of incredible adversity. And if we hadn't had those winds, those rains, those beatings of the almost harsh sun in our marriage, we would not be as deep. We would be surface partners. And I wouldn't have got to see the true depth of the man. Mm. I wouldn't have seen how deep his roots go.
You wouldn't have been able to let go of some stupidness yourself.
Oh no,
you'd
exactly.
You'd still be stupid.
Exactly. And he would say the same things about me. Those times they not only built us up separately, but they built us together.
Yeah, but you allowed them to, see?
Yes.
Because it can go either way, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, just think about that rose in that sun. And in those elements, Pearl, if it wasn't roots down into the water systems, into the deeper parts of the earth where it's the soil's still moist, right? We have to be connected to that water source. The living water is what I'm referring to. But you want to take it round, Trim Healthy Mama Food, sure.
Well, I wondered what you were going to do with this whole...
Well, first of all, like, you know, we've said it over and over and over and over and over here at the podcast. You know, it's all about, you know, the choice we've talked about. You've never looked so strong. You know, that podcast when we talked about when you're going through stuff, actually, sorry, that's when you're the strongest.
Yeah.
That's when you're actually, when you're flexing your muscles and really showing your strength when you're using it.
When you're building it.
And
you're building it.
And when you're using it.
Well, this is about food. Because if this ain't right.
But this is again, it's just another way of saying it, I suppose. But we need to hear things over and over and over again. But that flower is just a reminder to me. And I think that this spiritual application, this mental application warrants to be the thing that we drive home even more than the food thing. So, you know, I'm just wanting to make sure that really goes home and goes deep. That if you're thinking, oh, I'm going through a tough season, great. This is a choice for fragrance.
Yeah.
Like this is a chance, I should say, for fragrance. I actually look back at the time when we were in a desperate situation with our family, with the health of one of our children. And I mean, it was the most desperate we have ever gotten in life, you know? And I just remember getting so close to the Lord. And I think I've said it here on the party before that I would go out into my field and take a boombox and just like pretty much dance like David did. You know, but I even went into weird stuff. Like I was doing like Russian ballet, you know?
That's what we want.
Like I'm telling you, I did not care if like an electric cup, you know, driver came down my drive and wanted to check the meter. I did not care who was coming to drop off mail. I didn't care.
Can you show us?
I didn't even stop to look. Like
can,
I was just
can
wild.
You show us a
we
want
to see the Russian
and
dance.
And the fact is that Pearl, Danny, I don't do that anymore.
Get out there.
I don't get out in that field.
Can I
and
move
have
the table?
Those moments.
No, well, you don't.
But listen, I want to. I crave that. But that height of worshipful experience in my life, that came in the, such a time of crushing.
Yeah.
I can't even describe the time, the kind of crushing.
Yeah.
But that brought depth and it brought beauty. And I look
and
back.
And I still see that beauty in depth. And even though you're not dancing,
yeah,
don't think that what that brought has gone.
No, it hasn't gone.
Because I see it in your
because
life.
Because I understand the Bible so differently. I mean, the depth of my trust in God and in my belief in the promises and all that, it's there. I totally agree. But I'm just saying, like, if I had never gone through that, I would just be a person like turn to him number 62 and it wouldn't ever go deeper than that. I'm so thankful. I'm not thankful for that, for, you know, for the struggle that my son had to go through with that, but I'm thankful for the growth. I'm thankful for the fragrance. I'm thankful for that. And
I agree, Serena. And it's timely. You know how, Dan, you said, oh, this is for me. You know, I feel like it's, you know, we can revisit these same topics. Well, you know, you can think, well, you've talked about this in how many different ways now? Okay, this is number 27. It's okay. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
When we talk about we're going through things, we want to make a life of ease. All the time. Well, I do. Maybe you don't, Serene. You don't mind tough times, but I'm always trying to seek just when things are just okay. Okay, got through that. Okay, now things are going to be easy for a while. Everything's just going to be according. But it doesn't bring forth fruit because we have to go through the seasons to bring forth fruit, right? You know, and even with our business, Trim Healthy, you know, we've seen times of absolute incredible just fruitfulness, and we've seen times of leanness, and we've seen times of crushing. And you know just to be completely transparent and honest, it's a very challenging time right now because of inflation and because of what's happening with businesses and just because of
sourcing.
Changes and sourcing and many things with our business. And you know, I don't know what God has. I believe that there's so many things that are exciting and things like that. But I just, yesterday I found myself wishing, I just wish it was easy. Like, remember like 2 years ago when everything was so easy and, oh man, things were just selling off the shelves. We could barely keep up and there wasn't this big delay. And I was like, man, I just want to see that back. I just want to see that back. You know, when was that going to come back? But I'm not learning anything through just wanting to wish it over. I mean, God wants to teach us things and he wants to, you know, he wants to put this growth in me and he wants for me to just practice the promise for every situation of hardship and trust. And I'm not going to wish it over anymore. I'm just going to believe for new things and for great things and just and do that trusting and be happy, 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 not waiting for things to be perfect. I mean, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm saying right now. I'm not going to wait to express my joy and happiness until things are perfect and there's ease there. Because ease doesn't bring forth that beautiful, beautiful fruit. We've got times of ease, but we're not promised times of ease.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the wise investor. I mean, a wise investor is not praying for good times. A wise investor knows how to invest in all seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's ready at all. And the wise investor maintains a system.
Yeah.
That's the difference, you know, people that want to get in the market and get out and time the market and try to pace everything, they lose, you know, and, you know, the wise person has something that they just do no matter what. They're not waiting. They're not praying for rain. They're not hoping in anything. They just have a system and they stick with it. And, you know, the beating sun is the environment for those flowers to bloom. It's the perfect environment. And I mean, you can't go to a ball game anymore in modern times without everyone melting around you. You know, just it is hot. Are you, you're hot? And it's like, no one can even speak about anything else other than you're hot. I'm hot.
Yeah.
We're all hot. We're hot together, right? Okay. Hot. And it's just like, guys, shut up about the heat. We are in our climate. Like I'm a little lizard in the sun.
Yeah.
And you are like, we can do this.
Yeah.
We can be here and it's okay. Like it's like, you know, that first sweat too, like as the first bead leaves the armpit.
Yes.
It's the most uncomfortable. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, once you're all in, you're like, bring it
but
on.
But once you're dripping, yeah. I mean, you're just like a god in the sun.
Yeah.
You know? And so,
I love
like,
that.
Like, you know, adversity and disagreeing and arguing with your spouse, I mean, that is a relationship. And modern people are, I got
not that we don't go to seek the argument at all, but
right.
we don't have to think through it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Loving through differences.
Oh, I've got a broken marriage because we're having a disagreement.
No. In fact, the disagreement or the fight, you know, it's hopefully it's not a proper fight, you know, a violent fight, but it feels like fighting sometimes, you know, I'm having a verbal fight with this person and clearly they're a crazy monster and I'm the sanest one in the building, and the other one's thinking the same thing. But that is part of a relationship, and you don't be surprised when that happens in your relationship. Congratulations, you're in a relationship. But that is the very thing that makes the flowers bloom in your life. And tomorrow, I celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Oh,
I
love
big
that,
20.
Dan.
Yeah.
Big
20.
That's beautiful,
Daniel.
Yeah, and you know, so I have a little handful of single friends that, you know, we love to get together for lunch because married men can't. You know, my wife's like, you have all these single friends. And I'm like, they respond, you know, like married men are busy.
Right. So true.
So.
And married men, they can't do dinners. They would have to do a lunch because dinner is home family time.
Well, and single people have time to like think about things. And like married people are always like, what are you going on about? Like, I got to get to work. So. But yeah, I'm always encouraging my single friends, like, you know, don't pursue a toil-less relationship or a relationship that requires no work, or, you know, they seem to want someone that in their mind, you know, perfect compatibility is getting along, not arguing, not disagreeing. She likes to hike and go to ball games. Dude, my wife ain't trying to go on a hike with me. She's not one of the guys.
Yeah.
She's my wife. You know what I mean? Like, so like these criteria people set up, you know, and it's no wonder divorce rates are so high. Mm-hmm. So like we need to welcome the burning heat,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
the adversity
so
that those just things.
Love that. Welcome the burning heat.
It's the laws of physics. It is built into the fabric of the universe. Mm-hmm. You are not like, there is no, like, you want heightened states of bliss, you have to dive deep, baby, into the burning flames of adversity. That's all I'm saying.
You know, it's like the whole picture we've said it so many times because our mascot is the butterfly. But, you know, the butterfly, if it's helped out of the cocoon, it doesn't ever fly. Doesn't ever set sail into the air.
She does.
It actually has to have the struggle. And the struggle brings that beautiful soaring flight.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, I was just thinking about it, Pearl, because I actually didn't have time to bring it around Trim Healthy. That's why I was fobbing you off, you know. And while Dan was just bringing it just then, I just thought I would just take a little second to see if I could rummage my brain and bring it around to the Trim Healthy practical ways of diet. And I'm just going to open it up. I haven't even finished the thought in my head, but I was just thinking, you know, people think, you know, adversity when it comes to health and the way they eat, I'll freak out. All of a sudden I have like 7 food sensitivities or something like that. And I can't eat this and I can't do that. And I can't do the plan. I'm just going to give up and eat all the things that are really sensitive, like fast food. You know, people will say, I can't do your plan because I have all these food sensitivities. So what are they eating? We're finding out. Just a regular sad American diet.
Corn chips sometimes.
Which
not
causes
everybody.
Food sensitivity.
No,
not everybody, but it happens
we've
a lot.
Heard, we've had testimonies.
Well, yes, Serena and I hear it. Like right to our face when we go to cafes and someone's like, oh, I want to come back to Trim Healthy Mama. You know, and I've gained so much weight being off, but I'm allergic to, and then they list eggs, gluten, maybe soy, and, you know, a few more things. And we're like, but you can. And they're like, oh, I can?
And well, how have you been eating now? And it would
she's
be
like,
just
well, I just it was all too hard. So you know, I haven't been eating very
well.
Hey,
quick note: one of the worst times of my gut breakdown life was when I started eating well.
Yeah,
right.
I had trained my body to live on chemicals.
Right.
That's the truth.
So just because you're finding it on the uncomfortable digestive season, you know,
we're not saying some people, not everyone not everyone gets sensitivities and goes and
no,
eats
I'm just
that.
Trying to I'm think of it. Saying. And I haven't finished my point. But my point is maybe it's a time for incredible growth to let that fragrance shine. I'm just thinking of your daughter, Autumn Pearl.
Yes.
You know, she had an autoimmune condition, psoriasis. She was just trying to walk out of it. She wasn't labeling herself with it. But she had to go for a season.
Yes.
You know, and her choices were more limited.
Very limited.
And but she never saw it as like, oh, I have to go off plan or oh, this is a depressing. I've never seen her shine so creatively.
Yes.
I've never seen her more happy and get into so many hobbies as she did with that very strict season. She was like singing around the kitchen. It was like a mad scientist's lair.
Yes.
Like things bubbling over and icings, you know, like three different icings in a jar ready to go on five different cakes.
But fruit came out of that because she didn't find out she was, you know, sensitive to all those foods and then think, I'll write a cookbook.
No.
No, she didn't. But she had so much fun creating and was just like amazing, you know, making all these amazing foods. We're like, Autumn, why don't you put them in the cookbook for all the other people that can't eat eggs
right.
and gluten and soy and stuff right now?
So that trial brought forth fruit.
Yes.
It brought forth a fragrance. And she's, I mean, it set her on a new course of creativity for her life. And so, I mean, Pearl, can you think, or Dan, any other things you wanted me to bring it around, you know?
Oh, for the
So that's why I just jumped off
oh,
the deep
yeah,
end with
like
that.
Adversity.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're fighting with your husband, it's just going to be mac and cheese, and so you're going to be unhealthy. There. Goodbye, folks. No, I'm kidding.
I think that it is, you know, whenever we change something, whenever we do something that's wise, it is it becomes easy, but only when love is applied.
Mm-hmm.
But at first, it's harder. Okay, Serene, case in point. I find Trim Healthy way of eating, to me, not hard one iota. But to many people coming to it, it probably feels that way.
Right.
But over the years, you and I have discussed it so much and we've developed so much love for it that it is just my delight.
It would actually be like, because we love to sing.
Yeah.
And we're naturally musical. So it'll be like us trying to sing off tune is very difficult.
Right.
It's hard.
But
so for us to try and eat off of plan
it'd be hard.
Would be like we'd actually have to really put some energy into it.
Yeah. So it's easy, okay? But now, as many of you know that I've been walking throughout of Meniere's disease, right? So I've been getting these adjustments, spinal adjustments, upper cervical adjustments to my upper neck, and it's been helping me not have the dizziness and all of that. It's been really great. However, I can't do the same exercises I was able to do because she doesn't want me to do kettlebells and all these things that I was doing. So I've had to try and think of ways to exercise because I want to stay fit and not do the ways I was doing, right? So I said to Serene, I just don't know what to do. I haven't exercised in 2 weeks. I said to Serene, I can't do that. That puts me out of adjustment. I can't do that. It's like sensitivities. I can't eat that.
Yeah, right. So I'll just do nothing.
I said, I'm just doing nothing. And then so Serene said, Pearl, you're going to come over to me to my weight room and I'm going to create a lower body workout routine for you. And did I not make every excuse in the world,
yes,
Serene?
Yes, yes.
I can say, no. I can't do that.
Yes.
I can't because of this. Oh, she's like, well, we'll do this. And I said, I can't do that because of this. And Serene said, Pearl, you sound like this very same woman you talk about that say, oh, I can't do that because of this. You are her right now. And I said, oh, my goodness, I am. And I said, okay, I'm going
to so excited about your lower
your
body
house.
Routine. It's going to burn. It's going to build. It's going to rev your metabolism. And the upper body thing is just a season.
It's just a season until I'm fully in,
yes,
you know,
and then
until I stay in place. But here's the thing. This adversity that I'm going to go through, once I put my mind to it with love, I've decided, no, I'm going to love what Serene shows me and I'm going to stop making excuses. And it's going to be hard at first because it's new. And I'm probably going to, I don't like new things in my life. I like them when they're routine and when they're good and I know how to do them well. And I don't want to go
you
over
don't
Serene's.
Even like new friends.
I don't. I don't.
She doesn't.
And you like old friends.
I can attest.
So I'm going to go over to Serene's and she's going to be so good at these things and I'm going to look like a failure, like a weakling to her. And I don't like the idea of that either because I feel a little bit competitive with my sister. And I'm going to be the moron and she's going to be the trainer. And I've done work-ins for years and I'm good at them now. I mean, I feel like a pro and I love being a pro. But then I thought to myself, man, I need newness. This is going to grow strength in
but
me.
Listen,
this
yeah, Pearl, when you, if you didn't have this Meniere's thing that you're totally walking out of and you had to take this break of your regular normal.
Yeah.
Weren't you getting stuck in a rut?
doing the same thing over and over, but yes, I'm loving it.
But
I was going up in weights.
But Pearl, friend, you're going to just find this new, exciting road of exercise that you'll be able to incorporate in when you get back to your normal stuff. And it's going to actually build more strength because you're going to be cross-training with it and you're going to open up a whole new area of challenge.
Yes, but exactly. So all I'm saying to myself is, you know, I sit on the potty and say,
you still don't tell me
don't tell me you can't do things. You can. And yet I was doing it myself.
Right.
So I'm glad Serene got in my face and said, Pearl, you're doing what you tell other people not to do. So I want to have this new growth in my life and I'm going to. And it's going to be challenging at first. All new things are. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I think it's so fantastic. And just going back to some mental stuff. You know, we've talked about not fearing for forever. And I told everybody here that I've gotten so good at not fearing. I don't think I could fear anymore because it used to be an issue in my life, like a stronghold, like majorly. But I'm just like, I'm not afraid of anything. Well, well, well. Maybe just because life was so great, hey? Yesterday morning, I got out of bed and like I couldn't step on my heel.
Yeah.
Like it hurt to step on my heel. Like I don't know why. And I couldn't find a sore, couldn't find a spider bite, couldn't find anything. And then I started thinking of when our dad got that thing. What is it called? Plantar fasciitis. I don't know. Something in his foot.
Is that plantar fasciitis or something?
That's as close as I'll get.
You can't walk on it. It's like some bone spurs growing inside. Yeah, I don't know what it was. But it was just so bad, so bad. And you just couldn't walk and you couldn't exercise. And I thought, oh no. But then my I was just thinking that during the day. And then I went to bed at night and fear attacked me because
really?
I was half asleep.
Yeah,
you know, half awake. So I wasn't really there with all my villagers.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking,
night times.
Ooh, what happens if it's the start of some autoimmune inflammatory something rather? It's going to go from my heel to my leg and I'll end up in a wheelchair. In
yeah.
And I was like 3 months I was in a wheelchair in my thoughts going to bed. And
you went from owning a weight room to a wheelchair.
I had to practice put off and put on.
Yeah.
But I haven't had to do that in so long. And I wrestled with it for about 10 minutes in this drugged out half asleep state, but I got the victory and I was like, oh yay. But I felt like I had a little workout, a little anti-fear workout. And I really woke up this morning thinking, oh, I'm back in the workout room. This is exciting. I felt a little trained, you know, and I realized it's good to have fears thrown at you from time to time. So you do stay strong and you don't rust. Now, I reckon as a mother of lots and lots of young children and grandchildren and everything, that I'm very trained in finding peace in the chaos.
Yes,
right?
You are.
Now, and I think that somehow that's true peace. Now, you get the people in the airplanes who are like single business people and they think they are the most peaceful people in the entire world.
They hurt
like
you.
They're in their zen. They're sitting there and they're like, maybe they're filling out their zen something or other on
and
their
and
MacBook.
And they've hated your babies.
You know, and they've got their yeah. Starbucks and their zen chewing gum, you know. Anyway, like
then you
then
come into their
I
lives.
I come and sit next to them and they're like manifesting. Like the expressions,
and you've got a baby pooping yellow up its back.
Like the breath is fastening. And so I'm saying, even though they think they're so peaceful because they're not challenged in that area, they're actually not peaceful at all. They just haven't they haven't had anything challenge their peace.
Right.
So I'm saying, it's okay. Let the sun pelt down. Like I was happy for that little fear struggle because I'm like, yeah, I needed that because I didn't realize I was rusty.
I
was rusty in fighting fear off.
Serene, my prayer is that some single businessman would rebuke some pregnant mama on a plane and I'm there to catch it.
That is
a dream. It's like a dream of mine to just make an example out of a human being while all the cell phones roll tape and I'm just going to give it to him as good as he's ever gotten it. It's like a dream of mine. Because it almost happened once and I could feel I was like the endorphins were just like, ooh, I was getting so jammed because this guy just sort of shifted in his chair and fussed a little because there was a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, please say something. Please do something. Please, like, turn around and make a remark or something.
You have a strong inclination to be a knight to defend women with chivalrous, young children on planes, don't you?
For some reason.
It's so strong.
It's a specific, very specific goal.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, I think it's why there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about, you know, the sozo, the words, not saved like salvation, but that word sozo, she's saved in childbearing. Like, because that's a real struggle time for a woman. Like all selfishness is like, all this, the self, everything, where that all the things that were yours are not yours anymore. They're your not. Life becomes very selfless. And there's that word sozo there, as you're saved in that. And I think it's because you're challenged in that.
You're challenged in that.
And I think that we've got to see challenges as this wonderful, just like we see exercise as a challenge. We've got to see these challenges of these trials, these fears, these hard times. Ooh, yeah, let me get
my... Yeah, so yeah, that I don't drive through as much as I could. Yeah, I don't put pizza in the oven as much. Yeah, I don't do the box mac and cheese. It was all easy.
Yeah.
But now I'm challenged with greater, better things and I'm bringing forth perfume. Mm-hmm. There it is wrapped up for THMA.
Dude, hold up. If you give attitude to a woman on a plane...
Oh, he's still there. He's still there.
Who's got a baby.
And no one's doing that, but listening, but keep going.
No, it happens. You are either, you're just very immature or you're just a fragile little man.
That's what you want to say,
a
right?
A fragile little man. And no, I want to hold him by his shirt collar and say it. But so one time I was sitting next to a woman with a baby and she was sort of pre-apologizing to, you know, this guy. I mean, she's sitting next to me. I might appear single because I'm alone on the plane or whatever. So
she probably thought you were 16. Not even married, never had a child.
Young buck. And she was just like starting to apologize. And I was like, give me your baby. Give me your baby. Does it need its diaper changed? Like, what? Like, this is a baby on a plane.
Yeah.
Like, this is life. Like, if that's a problem, you know, like it's a good litmus test that you're actually way off.
Yeah.
Just in your life, you need to rethink your whole career.
Yeah.
Well, how much of your thought life have you spent to the words you want to say to this person?
Hours. And anytime I'm on a plane, in fact, when I walk down the aisle and someone's got a baby, I'm like, wink. You know, I'm like, you're amazing.
Hopefully we can pull off this hypothetical scenario I've been fantasizing.
I've been waiting for my whole life.
Exactly. I look at her and I'm like, if he cries, it's okay. Like, because I'm going to put my cape on and tear open my blouse and have words if there's a problem. Like, I like want her to know I am here for you. If anything goes down, I will take over the plane and fly it to safety. The end. Trim Healthy Mama.